start the question.
In the translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says that Parikshit Maharaj attained the sprout of bhava, but not yet rag, which later on he attained. How can we understand Parikshit Maharaj's...
Who has translated?
Swami Ban.
Swami Ban Maharaj.
Huh. Isn't it?
Our Swami Ban Maharaj, he?
Yes.
Vrindavan?
Yes. So
perhaps he has not read Brihad Bhagavatam.
Parikshit Maharaj is the eternal Parikara of Lord.
What about Sukadeva Goswami? Has he explained anything?
I don't remember that, but I just remember reading this. And I, when I read...
What you think?
I think certainly that he has got raga and everything else.
He was in the laps of Krishna.
Huh.
He played so many years. Sanatana Goswami has told that he was well known of Gopi Bhav. And he has given upadesh,
instruction
for mother that you should love Krishna as Gopi loves. Then why, how can we say that he has no rag, only sprout
of bhav?
We have heard that, and we have read in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika that even the king Ambarish Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, has a sprout of bhav. He has bhav. Then Parikshit Maharaj and he are in the same stage. We don't believe that. So he must have raga. He has heard Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Brahmar Geet, and so many things. With Sukadeva Goswami, there Narad Muni was present there. Vyas, Parashar, all were there. And I don't believe that he was ordinary sadhak. I think that he was siddha. And without rag, anyone cannot be siddha. This is my opinion. Sanatana Goswami has told everybody. And Sanatana Goswami, in the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he has given some slokes, selected slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam, Purans, Upanishad, everywhere, collected. And he has given name.
About association of devotees.
A collection of about more than about 100 slokes, practically there, all of Russia. And he is telling that he has told them to her mother. So it is, it can be said that he was...
Vichhe diye se chha.
Sunday means?
Whether it is right or wrong, this bhav, this mood, but shanka, sandeh, nahi samajhta.
You're asking us if
conviction.
Sandeh ki hai re? Oh, doubt.
Oh, no, I have no doubt. I clearly, when I read this, I thought, this is not correct, but I wanted to ask you. I can say, Krishna Maharaj is already his eternal associate of the Lord.
Those who know Siddhanta, anyone, anything will come. In heart, something strike. Sare kama padhani sa. This is
scale, musical
of harmony. But if anything, anyone jumps at,
wrong,
melody becomes so bad. So in Siddhanta, those who know Siddhanta, at once something strikes in their heart. So they cannot agree with him if there is anything against Siddha. He may have told according to his conception.
Yeah.
It's
coming.
Coming. Winter is coming.
Number 14, chapter 21.
Oh. 14 has been done.
No. You have only done 13.
Oh. Prayo batanga vihaga munaye banasmin krishne kshetam tadauditam kalabenugi arujyaje drum bhujan ruchira pravalan Srinavanti milita krisho vigatannabhas Prayo batanga vihaga munayo vanasmi Krishne kchitam taduditam kalaminugi Arujyade drumbhujan ruchira pravalan Srinavanta milita krisho vigatannabhas Prayo Batanga. Here is Batamba. Bhuvata Amba. Hey Amba. Oh Mother. What is this? This will not do?
This is a check and balance system. This is to make sure if one fails, other one will catch everything.
Nice. Here, Batamba. Oh, Mother. In Bengali or Hindi, Ma Go, if there are so many ladies and any
wonderful
exclamation or anything will come. Mago. In Hindi, Maire. Mairi atho Maire. So here, there are none mother. No mother. All Sakhi. So, here is no mother, but yet they are telling. Here is a mood of exclamation. So they are telling. In Srimad Bhagavat, there are so many places where ladies are telling to each other, but no like mother. O mother, Sakhi, or friend, anything Sambodhan, maybe. Sambodhan means to call a person. So here Batamba means only, in the last sloka, Gavascha, Savascha, both cows and their cobs, both. Krishna, they love Krishna so much, and Krishna loves so much to them. They are choosing,
shocking
mother's
order.
They have order in their mouth. Actually, they are not choosing.
Not sucking.
Like this, not sucking. Sucking?
Yes.
Achcha. And cows having grasses in their mouth, grasses fell down and they have done like this.
Ears are
heads up, like cups.
Ears are upwards.
They don't know whether I am here or not.
No sense of self.
They have no sense at all. Only they have sense of this very sweet melody of them. They remember that everything in Vrindavan are so much fortunate to drink the nectar of Bansi and the Madhurya of Krishna. Rup Madhurya. From top to bottom, everyone, Mayurs, Kokils, Peak, Harin, Rivers, everything. Every are very much attracted to Krishna, floats, stone, and beauty of Krishna. Seeing this, they saw the birds of Vrindavan. And when they remembered the actions of birds, that there is no moment of birds when Krishna is singing in his float. They are like munis. So they, calling their sakhis, Mago, see these birds, how wonderful their activities is. That Bihaga Muno Munayo Banashmin Ashmin Vrindavan Bane. Ashmin Bane means Vrindavane. Bihaga are Muni. Bhagavan birds are Muni. They act like Munis. Perhaps they are all Munis. The symptom of Muni is that they are always in this position. Eyes shut up.
Eyes closed.
Eyes closed. And they sit like this. They don't remember, they have no sense of their indriyas where, either and other. They don't speak to anyone. Constrained mind. These are the symptoms of Munis. In Vrindavan, surely the Bihagas, that is, the birds of Vrindavan, are Muni. Krishnekshitam taduditam kalvenu gitam. Because we are seeing the symptoms of birds, that they are Muni. We cannot decide. They are telling. We are not in a position to decide whether Munis have taken birth as birds or birds are Munis. Birds are like Muni or Munis have come in the shape of birds.
Which is it?
They are telling that both may be. By seeing Krishnekshitam taduditam kalvenu gitam, Krishna ikshitam, by seeing Krishna, Krishna's beautiful face, and taduditam kalvenu gitam, and by the venu, by Krishna in Venu, very sweet melody like nectar is coming. Seeing the face of Krishna, and hearing the Kalvenu. Kalvenu means Kalvenu?
Vibration.
Very beautiful. Eh?
Sweet vibrations.
Sweet vibration. And kala means also cling. Cling, kala, as he has written
calm
it.
Beach.
Calm bees. Or kala means all birds are thinking that Krishna is calling us and Venu is only for me. All birds are mine. So that is color. What became of Muni, Bihagas? There are two kinds of birds. At first we should know that Munis are of three kinds. One, those who take darshan of Brahma.
Brahmavadi.
Second are Paramatmavadi, yogi. And third are Bhagavat-tattva-vadi. Bhagavat-tattva-vadi are bhakta. And Brahmagyani and Paramatmagyani. There are two kinds of yogis. Muni. Like Sanakshanandan Sanatan is Brahmagyan. They are Brahmagyani. At first they were Brahmagyani. And some rishis are Paramatmagyani. Like Saubhari Rishi Ityadi. They are Paramatmavadi.
What is the difference in the destination between these two?
The first Brahmavadi,
Siddhavok,
they don't see the roop of Brahma, Nirakarvadi, Niranjanvadi, but they have Nishtha, not Shankarvadi. Shankarvadi are not Brahmavadi really. They are Shunyavadi, like Bauds. At first Sukadev Goswami and Sanak Sanandar Sanatana, they may be told as Brahmavadi.
If one does not get further advancement and he is a Brahmavadi, what will be his ultimate destination?
If they have no sadhusam, they will have mukti mani.
Mukti into Siddhalok, Brahma Jyoti.
And if Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasojna Kangchati Samasarvesh Mutesi Mad Bhaktim Labhati. If they have any Rashi, Siddhant Vid Vaishnava, then they will have Parabhakti. Parabhakti means Prema Bhakti, Vishuddha Bhakti. Then they will go to either Vaikuntha or Golok or Vrindavan.
And the Paramatmavadis, what will be their destination?
Paramatmavadi, so much written in Gita. Paramatmavadi. Those who remember Brahma, Paramatma, here as a Sakshi. And karma phal niyanta.
They are free of all the fruits.
They are like yogis. They have some mixture of sat and chit. Like Karnayana Sai Vishnu or Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu. They go to first Brahmalok with Brahma, and from then they can go anywhere. So their standard is to go.
They may go to Vaikunth, they may go to Brahma Jyoti, or they might go even to Golok.
Golok. According to their society. And Kirtan and Bhagavat Nam Roop Gun Leela. But they are still Muni. They can go to Vaikunth or to Golok, up to Golok, not Vrindavan.
Not Vrindavan.
Not Vrindavan. Only those who can do Kirtan and Nritya, they can go to
Vrindavan. Nritya means dancing? Dancing. And singing.
And singing. Like mayur, mayur means
peacocks,
kokil,
kakus,
and suk, sari, and kakus. Very melodious, they may sing so much. Very sweet that they can attract Krishna and Radhika. And mayur, not singing, but yet
dancing. So you're saying, why did you bring up that point about the peacock?
That these are not yogis, muni. Mayur, kokil, suka, sari, they are bhakta chudamani. Because seeing Krishna or remembering Krishna, they began to dance and sing.
So Shankar, Sadashiva is certainly a Rasika Bhakti.
Rasika Vaishnava. Because he sings and
dances.
Because Kirtaniya Sadahari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siksha is Kirtan Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Homaha Davagni Nirvapanam. Up seven,
eight.
Seven. Sapta Jivana. Saptajiva.
Saptajiva,
not eight. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavag nirvapanam shreya karva chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budhi pratipadam purnamrita aswadam. Sarvatma sapanam. Saptajiva kaha. Sarvatma sapanam, last stage. All by kirtan. So kirtan is best of all other things.
Which two you did not mention?
What?
Seven.
Huh?
Seven.
Eight or seven. But Chaitanya Charitamrita has told Sapta Jihva.
Seven.
So what? Cheto Darpan Marjana. Bhav Mahar Dabad Nirvata. Shreya Karo, third na? Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidya Budhi Jivan, Anandam Budhi,
Vardhanam,
Kutipadam,
Purunam,
Swadam. So, the art ho jata hai.
Sarvatma Snapanam, seven.
Sat ho jata hai. The sat. So, Kirtan and Prem is same thing. And only by Kirtan and dancing, in bhav, that gopi bhav can, or any bhav of braj can be achieved. So mayur, kokil, suk, sari, they sing and dance. So they are not coming in this muni, vihaga, prayo, there is a word prayo.
Almost.
Prayo means?
Almost.
Not all. So praya means not kokil, not mayur, not suksari. When they see Krishna, yet three kinds of birds. When they see Krishna, their face they see, and when they hear the sweet melody of Venu, they begin to dance and to do kirtan. Kokil, Suk, and this Mayus. And seeing this, seeing the face of Krishna, hearing the melody, and seeing the dancing of Mayur, all others who are like Muni, they come out of their
nest.
What?
Nest.
Nest. From their nests. And see that how beautiful scene is there. All come and they sit on the
branches
of trees. Arunjya De Druma Bhujan. Ruchira Pramana. They sit on the
branches of
trees. Ruchira Pramana, where very good and new red lips are coming. There may be that they can sit at a place from where they can see without any difficulty Krishna. No? And Krishna may also see them. They can sit on the dry or where there is no lips. It was better. But there is a chance that when they will out of sense, they can fall. But if they will be amongst the leaves, they cannot fall. Another thing is that Muni lives in their kutis.
Cottage.
Of trees, benches and leaves in the forest. Understand? So these birds should also live in kutis. They should not live on the
branch where there is no leaves and no nothing. So they are sitting in a place where there is like a kuti, around them there are leaves, very good leaves. They can see from there, but any other will not see. Krishna can see, they can see Krishna, but other birds cannot see them. Like munis want to see Krishna and they want their mercy. So there is a sambandha, relation between Krishna and munis, but anyone cannot see that what they are doing. They want to be in caves and in a place where anyone cannot see. This is the symptom of a muni. So birds have also this same symptom. But he, anything?
Yeah. Is this, are the gopis thinking this or are they actually seeing this?
Everything gopis are seeing. What they are doing like something. But all these things are coming from the heart of gopis. Because there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarbhuteshu jaha pasyet bhagavad bhavam atmana
bhutani
bhagavat atmanyeshu bhagavat uttama. The symptom of a bhagavat, uttam bhagavat, is that ja sarvabhuteshu pasyati, everywhere sarvabhute he sees his bhav towards Krishna. That is, Prahlad Maharaj, you see, everywhere Narsingha Dev.